You are listening to the Atlanta Real Estate Forum radio show, all about real estate edition, shining a light on the movers and shakers in the real estate industry, the home builders, developers, realtors, and suppliers making it all happen. And now, here are today's hosts.
Good morning and welcome back to the About Real Estate Edition. I am your host, Todd Schnick, joined by my friend and colleague, Carol Morgan. Carol, one of my favorite people that have been on the show multiple times now. I think she's in the Arif Hall of Fame, in fact. So
I think always, she is. This will be a fun conversation.
Always good to see what she and her organization are up to. Let's welcome back Irene Hall. She's the Vice President of Sales and Marketing with Front Door Communities. Irene, welcome back.
Thank you. I'm glad to be here. Good morning.
Good morning to you. It's always good to see you. Thanks for making time. I know you're awfully busy. And I'm surprised you came to see me on Friday the 13th, but you know.
Hey, I'm all about the lucky 13.
There you go. I like that. So our audience is obviously familiar with you and your organization, but take a quick second. Tell us a bit about you, your background, and what Front Door is all about.
Sure. I am Vice President of Sales and Marketing, as you mentioned, and I have been in the real estate new home industry for 30 plus years. That kind of shows my age. Ugh. And I am very excited to be partnered with Front Door Communities. We are based here in Atlanta, but we have communities in Charleston and Naples, Florida. So we are broad reach in the Southeast and growing.
That's super exciting. So if we're looking for, you know, a beach house or, you know, somewhere fun to live, you've got that for
us too.
Exactly,
exactly.
So tell our audience a little bit about where you're building and what kind of projects you have available.
Here in Atlanta, we have projects all on the north side, from Roswell to Alpharetta to Woodstock. We're in Gwinnett. We actually are now looking at some new communities coming hopefully online at the tail end of next year, perhaps, that are going to be more in-town related product. Reaching out to that millennial buyer, as we know, is a big, strong part of our buying community. So that is exciting here in Atlanta. And then in Charleston, we are very heavily involved in a mixed-use project. We're both the builder-developer there that is being rebranded and repositioned and actually is grand opening today. So that is exciting. And we are in Naples, Florida as well with a coach home product. So as I said, we've got a broad reach.
A little
reach.
Bit of everything. Yeah.
Well, I think I have a specific homeowner in mind when I think of Front Door Communities, but I'm intrigued by your move towards targeting that millennial. Talk about what that product's ultimately going to be.
Well, obviously affordable. We are going to be in probably the mid threes. A lot of townhome product is what we're looking at. We are also looking at more urban, suburban environments where it's walkable. That is a very important part of a millennial's buying decision. Mm-hmm. So the types of properties that we're looking at right now and land is more infill, which hence is why we're looking at the in-town market again. So I think all of those things are viable options for a millennial buyer.
Mm. That's super exciting. Mm-hmm. And that's such a, I guess, underserved market in Atlanta. And it's not because builders don't want to serve them. It's just because you've got to really innovate and change your product and figure out how to hit that price point.
That's tough. Because it land costs, and then you put the building on top of it, it makes it tough. So yes, that's, you know, to make that townhome a little bit more design centric and not just a box. I mean, that's
right.
Critical.
Yeah. So what else has Front Door done to change, you know, your offerings this year and change what you're doing?
Well, we are trying to, again, look at a product from a different perspective, making the floor plans a little bit more open living, looking at the kitchen in a different way, the bathroom in a different way, things like designing bathrooms that don't necessarily have baths, but have expanded showers. And that's in all price points, not just in the lower price point, I think is something that you're going to see trending amongst a lot of our peers.
Yeah, we call those the party showers. Some of them are just huge.
I know it. Yeah. And we're seeing that in Charleston too, for that matter. In fact, Mixin, which is the mixed use that I mentioned before, there is a very specific millennial buyer. So our product is single family there, but again, we're lessening the square footage and we're bringing in some innovative features that tie to their lifestyle, that make it more casual, more entertainment centric, and just more porch friendly. That kind of thing.
Well, those items you just listed, I mean, those obviously appeal to, I certainly think, a millennial buyer. They want the simplicity, they want the lesser square footage, they want the walkability, all these things you mentioned. But I'm sensing that the whole broad swath of the marketplace is also into those those trends and ideas now, right? I mean, this seems to be something that everyone's looking at.
I think so. I think, you know, millennials that are surpassing the boomers as far as the biggest buying group in the economy, I think everyone is now kind of looking to them to kind of set the trend for mm-hmm. a variety of different age brackets, price points. And I think builders are receptive to that and are looking at what can I do to serve a broader market.
It's kind of exciting. You touched a little bit on walkability as a trend. How is Front Door addressing that with your product?
Well, right now we have product in downtown Woodstock, just a mile north, in fact, and in downtown Roswell. And again, we're looking at in-town. So we're looking at ways to connect to existing community infrastructure. So for instance, in Woodstock, our Inwood community, we are doing a connectivity to the Green Prince Alliance, which has trails all around the Woodstock area. So literally, you walk out your front door, you step on the sidewalk, and you can follow that to a trail, whether you want to walk to downtown, you want to hop on a bike and get on a trail. And in Roswell, we're doing a little bit more higher price point. But again, that's a aging baby boomer that's downsizing, theoretically. So they're wanting to have the lifestyle. So they want to be able to go from their townhome or the single family and go right into downtown Canton Street and just get on with their lives and entertainment and dining and all that kind of thing.
Hey there, I'm Ty Pennington. And I've been involved in the construction industry for a long time. And I can tell you this, the Jackson EMC Right Choice Home Program is in a class by itself. Every Right Choice Home includes energy savings backed by 2 warranties, quality control built right into the home, added value for the life of the home. That's why a Right Choice Home is the best choice for you. Visit JacksonEMC.com to learn more.
Well, Atlanta, Charleston, and Naples are certainly very, very different and unique communities, but there's probably some consistencies. Talk about the differences between what you're doing in those 3 communities and what's consistent.
Well, I think the consistency is the walkability and all, and really mainly in Charleston and in Atlanta. Naples is a little bit of a different animal simply because it is a second home purchaser. Typically, they're buying that second home, and they're doing more of the downsizing. And again, that's a boomer market pretty much. But the other things that are similar are porches are very, really in all 3 ways. It's a lanai down in South Florida, but in Charleston and Atlanta, it is a porch.
Right.
And that is something that everyone, you know, they want. They want that ability to be connected to the street, you know, going back to the way neighborhoods used to be. The canopy of trees, you know, we're working at that with our streetscapes and making it feel more like it's a lived-in community versus something where you have no trees and you're starting from scratch and you shut your garage and never see your neighbor again. We're doing the opposite of that.
So what other trends are you seeing in the metro area?
Well, something that's really interesting, people refer to them as different things. They call them prep kitchens or a messy kitchen. That is becoming a bigger desirability, especially in a price point where you're above $400,000, where people want their kitchens to look pristine.
How funny.
But that they want to put their appliances, their coffee maker, their microwave into almost like a pantry or an expanded pantry. Hmm. So we're serving that market by creating what we call a prep kitchen or a messy kitchen that is literally off the kitchen. It can sometimes be tied to your pantry. And then you can put everything that's messy behind a sliding door.
That's so strange.
And it's so hip right now. And so we're doing it in some of our higher end.
I got to go look at that.
Yeah.
That's really fascinating.
That's fascinating to me. I mean, because if I was to custom design a house, it would be 2 rooms. It would be a massive kitchen with a giant island and then the bathroom. And I would have my cots in the kitchen. Love this idea. Where did that? I mean, we've been doing
the
show.
I've never heard it.
I haven't either.
You haven't heard it. Well,
no.
It's something that started out west, of course. It seems like it goes to the west and comes east. And you're seeing it a lot. You probably will see it at the Builder Show this year. And you're seeing it in homes that typically are over $500,000. So, you know, and you'll see it not necessarily in a custom home. It can be, in our case, it's not a custom home all the time. We have custom built homes that we're doing at River Club, where it, in fact, is absolutely a priority. In fact, our model is going to showcase that. We're doing it at in East Cobb at a community called Cadence that we're pre-selling right now, where that is part of the overall layout. And it's actually, in that particular case, it's off the mudroom, but it's still convenient to the kitchen. So that way, when you're entertaining, you don't have to have all that stuff out. It can look very clean, but you can still access it very easily. Or if you have a caterer that's coming in to help you with an event, they can be putting all that stuff back there where you don't see it.
I think you guys are trendsetters.
Oh, I hope so.
I mean, I literally,
I've not talked about it ever.
And I'm sitting here thinking, wow, what a great story.
Yeah, we're very excited
about it.
Messy
kitchen or prep kitchen?
Yes.
We have not discussed that.
Well, you know, I'm just thinking about, you know, so you do make a huge mess when you cook.
Yes.
You also make the whole house hot. So I guess if you had like a prep kitchen and it had probably extra AC or extra vents or whatever to help keep it from
Plus, if that's part of your pantry, you obviously want things to stay cool anyway. So
That's cool. That's pretty cool.
Yeah, it's kind of a neat thing. And then the other thing you're seeing more and more is the mixed use of metals in fixtures, lighting fixtures, plumbing fixtures. You're starting to see brushed gold.
Right.
You're starting to see brass come back. I can't even believe I'm saying that. But
I know. So weird.
A lot of glass versus wood, not only in the interior furnishings, but in the materials that are part of the structure of the home. So you're seeing that a lot. And then I guess the other thing, well, I've mentioned this before, the shower and bath scenario, a lot of people are opting to just, I don't need that bath, even though it's a cool looking soaking tub. I might want to take that out and have an expanded shower. So you're seeing that. And then I think from the outside, as far as amenity, more and more people are trending towards, I want a community that feels like a neighborhood.
Right.
I want the streetscape. I want the pocket park. I don't care about the tennis. I don't necessarily have to have a pool. It's more about the fire pit and hanging around my friends and family.
Well, you know, one of the trends I keep reading about that I haven't seen yet in Atlanta, and I'm sure someone's using it, but black stainless steel appliances. Have you all got...
We're actually going to be doing that in our East Cobb product.
East Cobb product, okay.
Yes,
I'm sitting here, I'm typing notes to myself, so I'm dying to see. Have you seen them? It's like really kind of chic. I think it's a guy thing, really.
It's very sleek. It's almost like a, I think they call it, it's almost like a titanium gray to black.
Oh, that is my kind of thing.
And it is. It's interesting. It's coming back. And again, I mean, I saw it last year at the International Builder Show, but I think we're going to see more of that where stainless steel isn't going to be necessarily the option that people choose. So
yeah. And that's in your East Cobb?
That's at Cadence.
Cadence.
Yes.
Okay. Mm-hmm. That's so cool. I can't wait to get out there to see it.
Well, shoot. Now I have to move again.
You got to move back to Atlanta.
I want that prep kitchen.
I was like, I just don't get it. But then the more you talked about it, I'm like, this is a really fascinating idea. I've never... For all the show homes and everything I've toured, I just don't remember ever seeing one.
You know, and Terry Russell, our CEO, he has a custom home that's beautiful. It's on the river, and he has a prep kitchen. And that's kind of where it started on our end to go, okay, well, how can we figure this into price point that's a little bit lower than that? So
that's very cool.
My wife and I, we've decided that when we host events at our home, we do bring in a crew now. Mm-hmm. And how wonderful to have that prep kitchen for the catering. Oh, I just love that idea. Brilliant stuff. Well, Carol, we're way beyond time because you and I are smitten with some of these trends that Irene's talking to us about. Irene, before we let you go, should anyone need to contact you with any questions? How do they find you? Where do they learn about everything happening at Front Door Communities?
You need to come see us at frontdoorcommunities.com, and there you'll see all of our communities and all of our areas all around the Southeast.
Irene Hall, Vice President of Sales and Marketing with Front Door Communities. Great to have you. Thanks again for stopping by.
Thank you.
All right. Well, that wraps this week's About Real Estate edition. Again, on behalf of today's guest, Irene Hall, my co-host, Carol Morgan, I am Todd Schnick. Signing off for now. Thank you for tuning in and joining us, and we look forward to seeing you next week.
Today's episode was made possible by the Atlanta Real Estate Forum, Atlanta's favorite real estate blog and source for real estate news, trends, new home communities, model homes, builders, and more. Call them at 770-383-3360 or send an email to info@atlantarealestateforum.com. Check out the radio show by visiting atlantarealestateforum.com or by subscribing to the show on iTunes. And if you enjoyed today's broadcast, we'd sure appreciate a rating and review on iTunes. Thank you again for listening, and we'll see you next time on the Atlanta Real Estate Forum Radio Show.